The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Friday, the 23rd of January.
Wow.
Wow. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we have, of course, the beautiful Savannah here. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
And Savannah's here with our new intern. Good morning, intern.
How you doing?
Eldon.
Good morning. It's nice to have two young faces in here. Well, three, because we also have Spencer here. But let's start off with the weather.
Well, good morning. Currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Friday? You're looking for a sunny day with temperatures around 71. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 49. Now, Saturday, tomorrow, we're going to get up to 77 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with temperatures around 48. And Sunday, 78. So we're climbing up here a little bit. Sunday night's mostly clear. As we look into Monday, it's 72. Tuesday is 65. Then we start going back down again. So you're going to have a nice warm weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm from. It's locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Okay, we got a lot of things going today. We've got Cigar Aficionado is coming in, of course. Aficionado at 7:30. And we are going to have kind of like an open mic Friday today. We've had a lot of guests today. We've got a lot of guests next week. But we're kind of, you know what, things that are on your mind. We're going to get into that around 8 o'clock. There's a lot of things to talk about, though.
Super Bowl.
Well, we're going to talk about Deflategate.
Frankly,
I can't believe that there's so much time is being spent on this. And I'm seeing minutes being – well, we're going to get to that in a little bit.
But right now we have Spencer with us from Haven Humane with our pet of the week.
With a special pet.
And good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
So this morning I brought with me Gingerbread. And Gingerbread is a three-month-old dilute – kitten mix. And what a dilute is it's the gray is the primary color, and it's got the little orange spots all over it that kind of fade into the mm-hmm. orange. So that's the dilute pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a very nice kitten. When she first came into us, unfortunately, she came in caught in a trap. And so she was very frightened. It was her and her sister, Angel. And so she came in November. We've spent the last 2 months working with both of them, and they both come around so much. It's amazing to see the change in these two mm-hmm. cats.
That one looks like she's got like a little white stripe. She's got a white stripe on her nose up past over her eye.
What orange.
Is it orange?
It's orangish. It's a real light cream orange color almost.
Does it look like white or from a distance here?
It looks white, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how old would you say she is?
She's about 3 months old.
3 months old. So if you're looking for a kitten, which is rather almost looking like a full-size grown cat.
You sure she's only 3 months old?
Yeah, she's only about 3 months old.
Is that how big three-month-old cats are?
She's just scrunched up there on my lap.
Oh, okay. Well, look, you know what she is? She's cute.
She's long.
She's got those really interesting markings on her. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? You could throw her in a room full of cats and pick her out right away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you could. And she's got the beautiful, beautiful, like, yellowish green eyes.
Yes, huge eyes. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? If I was going to get a cat, I'd take a look at this one. Yeah, because it's different. It's different, and it's obviously affectionate there. It's kind of like laying up against you. And mm-hmm. Is it giving little purring sounds? Or
she is purring.
Or is that Savannah? Savannah, that's not. No, it's not Savannah. Savannah's not over there purring. Okay. Well, good. Okay, now how do we get our cat here?
So you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay, my friends, you need to take a look at this cat. because she is really, really a neat cat. I mean, the more I'm looking at her here, she's got those beautiful eyes. And then she's got that strip of white, okay, orangish cream, but it looks kind of, it's not like bright white. No, it is. It's a creamy color, and it has orange in it. And then her gray with a little orange mixed in it. She's just a beautiful, beautiful kitten. So if you're looking for something that if you had a cat and you look down the street, you could pick this cat out.
Yes, you could.
You could. All right. Spencer, thanks so much for what you do.
Pet of the week, Haven Humane.
Thank you for having us.
Happy New Year. Have we seen you since New Year?
Yes.
Okay, I just thought I'd say
that. Well, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year again.
All right, thank you. All right.
Thanks.
Hey,
By the way, before you leave, do you get to pick out the pet of the week?
I do, actually. I clock in at 5 a.m. on Fridays, and I walk through and pick out who's my pick for the pet of the week.
And we're still doing 100% on these,
Yes, we are.
Okay, because I know you make the rounds. You make the rounds for the other stations, which is cool. We're all kind of in this together.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones you bring in, like those, I saw a couple of the puppies on Facebook.
Yes,
the ones you brought in, and especially that one that you were holding, that one that didn't, you had the one that was whining, but you had her brother. That was laid back, like he's like a surfer dude. It was like, oh man, dude, this is cool. I'm sitting like, I'm in a radio station. Oh, am I supposed to be awake?
All right, no. It's cute.
Man, surf's up. And I saw his picture. I saw his picture that day.
Really?
I saw his picture that day or the next day on Facebook going, hey, dude, I'm coming home. this is cool.
That's awesome. Okay, well. I was curious about that because I didn't know if there was a committee or you. I love that now. You walk through in the mornings.
Yes.
And you pick out, you speak to me today, so you get to go.
Yes, and sometimes other staff members, because we all have our favorites there, sometimes other staff members do come up to me and say, hey, can you take this for Pet of the Week? And I like to accommodate the other staff members as well.
Well, thank you for all that you do.
Do they pay you money for their favorites?
I mean, do they
slip you a fiver? Say, hey, take the one that bit me yesterday.
Give them a breakfast treat.
There you go. Okay.
That is never. Okay.
Thank you so much. Tell Mark you said along.
You have a weird sense of humor sometimes, Carl.
They take the one that just bit me.
Yeah. Let's not even have plant
they
that
would
seed.
They would not take animals out. They would not take animals out, and they would not hand out. I know Mark's story. I know these people. Is that they have these animals have got to be, they're vetted like six different times, before they get out. Including you come in and you hold the dog or you pet the dog and you bring your dog in with the dog so that they can see if they get along. And the kitties, I mean, it's obvious when you see the pictures. They're both both figures. The person that's adopting them and the animal's like this.
Okay,
you can't see that, but it was a big smile.
Well, Carl, we've talked about records this morning and the fact that, that they're hitting at 100%, like every pet of the week that comes on the show.
Has found a home.
We're so happy to hear that because, it's just about really finding homes for, pets in need of homes. So it's nice to put that together. Do you want to hear about another record? We're going to be, like you said, open night. We are open mic. I do have a headline to share.
Okay. We'll take a break right after that.
Okay. A record 2,212, guess what? Firearms. Most of them loaded, were discovered in travelers' carry-on bags at U.S. airports last year. Oh. What fool? Oh,
okay. How many?
2,212.
Weapons. Loaded weapons were in carry-ons of people in airports in the United States. Right?
Yes. Found an average, U.S. Security Administration's found an average of 6 firearms per day in passengers' carry-on bags or on their bodies. Okay, you know what? I understand. There's this whole process. Now, what do you do? Share with our listeners. If you have your concealed carry, which hopefully you do, and you're used to just having, you become one with your gun or your firearm, excuse me.
Well, you can't ride in the plane.
You can't ride in the plane with it. You can't put it in your carry-on. But what happens, you can travel with it. You just have to take it apart.
Of course you can. You don't even have to take it apart. First of all, you call the airline, say, do you have any special things you want me to do? But in most airlines, what you do is you just put it in your check luggage, and it can't be loaded, but you can have ammunition in the same box or in the same box you're carrying it in. But also in your luggage that it's going on. So then when you get there, and if it's a place where you've got a reciprocal agreement so that your concealed carry is usable, like in Arizona or many other states, you can get an Arizona concealed carry license. by just showing them your California one, sending them, you know, sending it to them, a copy of it and money, and you can get one that makes it good for like 40 states.
Okay, well, here's the five airports.
Well, and then when you get there, you can then take your firearm, and then you can carry it legally. But you can't. Nobody. The only people that can carry firearms on those aircraft are federal law enforcement officials. Our son-in-law.
Marshals.
Yeah, he's a U.S. Marshal. He will walk through a separate line, which he loves because he leaves our daughter Jennifer and the grandkids in another line as he walks through that line, and he's waving at them on the other side. But they can do it. But and I guess certain other law enforcement officials can do it if they're authorized to carry. But what people do is they put it in their briefcases and they just forget.
Right. Here, according to this article, find thousands of dollars. The top five airport for firearms discovered in 2014 were Dallas-Fort Worth International.
Big surprise.
Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport.
Another big surprise.
Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport.
I would have said they'd been there.
And Houston George Bush.
Well, yep. Okay. Well,
and Denver. Airport.
Denver.
Which is the big hubbub of connections.
Yeah, okay, I can buy that one. But see, it's they get you while you're getting on it the first time.
Yes.
So, and then after you've done it, I don't, you know what, you can make your whole day bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But somewhere in there, there's got to be some cognizance that says, I can't carry a gun on a plane. I mean, it's all these signs that you're walking through there. You're starting to walk through there, and they have these big signs there that says, these are things that can't come on the plane, and the first one is a gun. So I'm looking at it and saying, how can you miss that? You know, and then you go, oh, hell, I left my gun in my briefcase here, you know, because I carry. Oh, what you do then is turn off the computer. What you do then is you get out of line, you go back, and you lock it in your car. And then you miss your flight, but unless you're going to put it in your check luggage, which you've already sent through. I don't feel sorry for him. Okay. We got to take a break. Guys, we're really late here. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 41 degrees on this Friday. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and our friends there at Tobacco and Brew. Of course, Espresso Joe's with great coffee there. It's 41 degrees out there. Good place to get some coffee, latte, espresso, cappuccino. Have it all at great prices and walk next door to the finest cigar emporium in the Northern California area. You have not only the top-rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado, but you can also have all types of e-cigs, every type of tobacco and accoutrements that you can imagine, all at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. At 7:30, David Sabano, who is the managing editor of Cigar Aficionado, will be calling us, as he does about once every 3 months when they come out. I just like talking to him and about all the different things that are happening. I want to talk about this Saturday, though. We have the first annual women veterans get together down in Anderson at the Frontier Seniors Center. It'll go from 9:30 to 1:30. They're going to have a resource fair, a massage services, relaxation workshops, aromatherapy, bath salts, and then lunch provided by Jersey Mike's, which is great.
Thank you, Jersey Mike's.
What a great group of people you are. You know, if you're ever over there in the Trader Joe shopping area and you're kind of hungry, walk into Jersey Mike's. They have the greatest subs that you could ever have. Great subs. And it's different. They have put different types of spices on them and everything. I mean, they're just really, really tasty. And they help our veterans so much, Jersey Mike's. Anyway, if you need any information about this, it's going to be on the 31st, January the 31st, starting at 9:30 at the Frontier Senior Center there. That's one of some of the things that are going on. Okay, I said we'd do it. Deflategate. You have gotten really excited about this. Did Tom Brady deflate the Patriots football? Yeah, you know what? I could have taken a cheap shot right there, but I didn't. I'm trying to take the high road here.
Well, what do you think?
Were the balls deflated? And what are we doing talking about football balls deflated? Okay. And I said, well, what's the big thing about this? You know, Brady kind of said it in a press conference. He said, this isn't ISIL. There's nobody laying dead here. You know, people are getting pretty excited. Well, other people are saying, well, because there's billions of dollars invested in this. It's not just the fact of how much money is being bet. See, it's not on who just wins the game. There's billions of dollars being bet on the spread on the games. So say the spread was that you took Indianapolis in 14 points. And as long as they stay within 14 points of the Patriots, you can win your bet. Well, and then at the end of the first half, it was 14-7. So they're I'm within that. So they can score. They can even score another time. Right? But we just need to score. And just as long as you stay within 14 points. Well, of course, then the Patriots went on and just romped and won, 45 or something. Was it 45, 46? What was it? Whatever it was, 45-7. So a lot of money changed hands over that. Well, plus the fact is that you're supposed to be squeaky clean. You got to protect the shield, as they say, the NFL, you know, trademark, that logo, the shield. And so now you've got Belichick and Brady are the main characters in this about taking air out of the ball, which makes it easier for the quarterback to throw, is what I understand.
Well, just when you thought Deflategate, as you called it, couldn't get any more involved or ridiculous, hear some more. The Colts' DeQuell Jackson, who intercepted a Tom Brady pass in the first half of the AVC Championship, gave an interview with NFL.com in which he said he didn't realize the ball he intercepted in the first half had anything less than normal pressure. Quote, I wouldn't know how that could even be an advantage or a disadvantage. I definitely wouldn't be able to tell if one ball had less pressure than the other.
Well, the only way you can tell is through if you have to measure it. You have to measure the inflation on it. But you've got the balls that are handed to the officials. The official controls the ball. Now, does he have them with him all the time? Does he carry around a little bag of balls? No, he doesn't have a little bag of balls. There's the equipment manager who has the bag of balls, and he puts it on the side. Now, and kicking balls are different than regular play balls. That they have, the kicking balls are not as roughed up as the play balls. When I say roughed up, that they're smoother because they rough up the ones that they're playing, that they throw or hand off and all that. So it's easier to get a grip on it. But the ones they use for kicking are smoother. So they get better trajectory and less resistance. Mm-hmm. But the big thing about this is Brady has gone up and for 30 minutes said, I don't know anything about this. I don't know anything about this. John Madden, however, has said Brady would have had to have known. Nobody would have touched those balls. No equipment manager, not even the coach would have done anything because Brady, Manning, every great quarterback, they have like the way the ball feels at a certain time. Maybe it's 2 ounces less, maybe whatever it is. They all have this feel. And they're saying Madden is saying that Belichick wouldn't have done it unless Brady had okayed it. Now, Brady's saying, I don't know anything about this.
I think what's happening, Carl, is what we're experiencing here, which is very sad. Super Bowl is kind of like the great American tradition.
Yeah.
It's what we have that's really ours. What we're experiencing here is a divisiveness. Again, you've got some of the sports authority figures that are coming out and saying you're seeing it on, every time you're watching a news snippet or you're reading something online or you've got different people who are like heads of, other coaches, former players, like I said, sports authorities in the sense that they may be on one of the networks saying one this morning, specifically this morning, said, I don't believe what Tom Brady said.
You think that he knows?
He just said, I don't believe what he's saying and I don't believe what Belichick's saying.
You said that?
No, this guy.
Oh, this guy.
The sports authority. Who was either was in the commission or he was somebody who was in, but anyways, a sports authority figure and said that I don't believe it. So what you're getting now is this divisiveness is my point that I'm making is right 7 days or how many is it? 9 days from
10 days.
Before the big Super Bowl, lots of money, like you said, on the game. How do you feel about this? What's going to happen? And is it going to tarnish? Here's Brady going into his sixth Super Bowl. What about 4, 5, 3, 2, 1 that he played? Yeah, okay? Are you going to go back to all those games now and accuse?
Well, it's too late now.
I know it's too late now. But my point is that you're starting to tarnish somebody's, a great player's reputation. I think people really need to tread lightly on this.
Oh, I see. And I agree that. They're saying, oh, Brady had to do it. I mean, Madden says, oh, Brady knows, has to know. Well, Madden doesn't know. Madden doesn't know that. He doesn't know Brady knows. And, the thing is the question is, Brady had to have known when he touched the ball. Well, what about Andrew Luck? Wouldn't he have known? I mean, he's a quarterback. He's been throwing the ball for 20 years. He may only be 24, but he's probably been playing football. He's been playing football his whole life. But in college, he knows. He's been playing in the pros for 3 years. Wouldn't he know if they have if the ball's underinflated, or is it the fact that only they bring their own balls and Patriots have their own ball? I mean, I don't see how both sides, unless they change when they change the possession, then the home team has their own footballs and then the visiting team has their own. I don't think that's the way it is because the home team is supposed to provide something like 25 footballs. And they put them on both sides, and 12 of the 12 balls, 11 of them are underinflated. Now, here's the question. Right now the ball boy, the equipment manager, is under fire. Right now they've got this man is they're stretching him on a pillory. They've got four horses attached, one with a chain to each one of his limbs, and they're starting to pull. They're saying, okay, you want to tell us what happened here? Because there's your link, the kid that's turning the person who's controlling those footballs during the halftime. Did you underinflate them? Did you deflate them? And if you did, why? Who told you to do that? There's where it's going. It's got to go there because you don't see Tom Brady sitting there at halftime going in there and deflating the balls or Belichick. Somebody did. If indeed they were deflated, if they weren't deflated for the whole game, maybe they just filled them up wrong and they didn't check them. And so it was like that the whole game. Oh, maybe somebody just made a mistake. Huh. Well, we should, Act Two's coming, but you're right. Here's something that could tarnish, you know, an American tradition. I mean, people cheating on that. First of all, I just don't see where the Patriots would feel like they'd have to cheat against the against anybody. But they're that good. But especially the Colts. I mean, that was. I just find the whole thing strange. And I think, you know, maybe there was just a mistake made. And we can let's just see what happens with that. Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got our guest on with us, David Savina, that is the, I believe he is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. We got a bunch of questions for him, and plus we're going to be talking football with them because they've got big things
in
football. Well, you know, they're interested in football. They've always had, but they had the top 25 cigars in the last magazine.
And we were corrected at Aficionado.
Aficionado. Okay, you can say it. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Wow, 10 seconds goes fast, doesn't it? 7:34 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. And we really appreciate Eldon at the controls today. Yeah.
You know, he's wearing kind of like a Hawaiian shirt, like Bad Bob.
Yeah, Bad Bob does
you know,
that.
You're trying to take the Bad Bob look, but Savannah, who is sitting here, oh, yeah, Savannah's not, it's shaking her head. No. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
That's right. Do Redding Crackmaster will do what other windshield repairs, what they will do offers, excuse me.
Okay, I'll take it.
Take it. Thank you. I can't see through my glasses over there.
They offer full guarantees from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. That's right. You know, if it's a little bitty chip that can go into a crack, Jeff can fix it. If he can, he'll tell you. It's a veteran-known business. He's honest. He's got a lot of integrity. He will fix your car. Give him a chance. You fix that windshield. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373. Or just stop by 3208 Market Street. He takes it, puts it inside so he controls the atmosphere, and he fixes your windshield. You know, on the phone here, we have David Silvana, who is the – I think you're right. Are you the are you the honcho up there, the managing editor of Cigar Aficionado?
Yeah, I'm the executive editor.
Executive editor. And yeah, you've been with us several times. We really enjoy having you on the show, David.
And it's David Savona.
Thank you.
We got a David Savona. And you know what? We love the magazine, and we got the last issue. I went from cover to cover thinking about the interview that we had last time. And I was wondering, I have a question for you. For the person who's on the front of the magazine, these are – synonymous with the fact that they love cigars?
Almost always. In this case, we have Liam Neeson on the cover. He's on the February issue, which is on newsstands now. And he's the exception to the rule. He's not not a regular cigar smoker. And but we enjoyed his movies. He's such an iconic actor that we felt he was good enough to be on the cover, even though he's not really a cigar smoker. So I'd say that probably 19 out of 20 people who appear on our cover are cigar smokers, usually passionate cigar smokers. He's the exception to the rule.
Definitely an image. It's an image that you have with your magazine, and we thoroughly enjoy the high art and glossiness to it as well. Do you Liam Neeson, the new one that's coming out, the magazine has reached the stands, as you're saying, and we're just curious as to what's for you stands out to be special in this issue?
Well, in addition to the Liam Neeson cover, which I think is special, you know, he's a guy that maybe inspires a lot of readers. He's a man who's reinvented himself as an action hero at an older age. You know, it's kind of a good story to see him kicking butt on screen like that. I'm a golfer, so one of my favorite stories in this new issue is the story on legendary golf shots. It's a tale of some of the greatest shots ever hit in the game. I'm a golfer, but I'm not a great golfer. So these are stories about guys who hit these shots that I can only dream about hitting. 300 yards with a 3-wood, getting out of the sand onto the green. This is stuff dreams are made of, the shots these pros make look easy.
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, we play in pro-ams here. And, of course, our pro-ams aren't like the ones that are on TV. But we played for 2 years in a row with this young man he's a pro, but he also paints houses to make a living. And, but he will, on par fives, and we have some courses that are moderately tough. On par five, he was on the green on his second shot. And he's making these shots. I mean, these incredible, like, they're tied to a wire shot. It leaves the club head. It lands next to the pin. And I'm looking at him. I mean, we played like 14 holes. We're like, you know, we could have been 100 under for all I know at that point. But they play best ball and everything. And I said, why aren't you, and he says, because I can only do this for two days at a time. Maybe three. He says, yeah, he says I can't do it. He says I can't do it all the time. And he says you got to be able to do these kind of shots every time, or you're just you can't even get through the school. And I've thought about that, and I thought somebody plays so amazingly great, but he knows I can only do this for maybe two rounds, maybe three, but never four rounds. And I thought, oh gosh, I mean, so that makes you understand just how incredibly hard it must be to be on the tour out there.
It's hard enough for me just to tee it up and try to get the ball and to land somewhere where I can find it, let alone play the tour.
So yeah, we don't
take one step at a time.
Yeah, I make everybody on the tee get behind me. I've been known to bounce it off a golf cart right there, you know, leaving the club head. And, you know, I haven't hurt myself yet, but it's not because the ball didn't come back at me once. So, anyway, you know, you've got a lot of great stories. It's not that easy hitting
that little ball. It just doesn't.
Y'all have a lot of things on football. What are you thinking about this deflate gate that's going on right now?
Well, it's all over the news. It's surprising. When I heard about it, I thought, oh, this is nothing. It must just be, you know, some kind of a little thing that'll go away pretty quickly. But the more I watch, the more fascinated I am with the story. ESPN did a thing the other night where they passed around a football that had been deflated, I guess, to the level that the Patriots are accused of deflating their footballs. And they compared it to a proper one, and the panel talked about what a difference it made. And they were showing, you know, better grip on this deflated football and how it's harder to fumble with it. And, you know, now I'm interested. This is it's a story that just won't seem to go away. And it's interesting to see that something happened to those footballs. And I don't know what's going to happen because of it. But people are just remain talking about it. And it's kind of a shame that they're talking about this rather than the great game that I hope that this will be between the Patriots and the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. But you know already Sherman. It's already trash-talking already about this. And I can just imagine what's going to go across that line that day. You know, it's
You're talking to David Savona, who is with a Cigar Aficionado and executive editor. And so what is the climate this month, energy-wise, if you will, in what's going on with the magazine in preparation for 2015?
Sure. Well, Cuba's on the mind of everybody's not talking about the football gate. They're talking about Cuba. And when you think about Cuba, you think about the world of cigars. So we're getting a lot of attention because of that, and we are thinking about Cuba quite a bit because of the change that just went into effect regarding the Cuban embargo. It started with the president's announcement on December 17th that he would move to normalize U.S. relations with Cuba, the biggest change in U.S.-Cuba relations in 50 years. And those changes were entered into the Federal Register recently, and they have gone into effect. And some people have misinterpreted these changes as meaning that the embargo is over, which it's not. But it does mean that it's going to be easier for some people to go to Cuba and come back to the United States. And for those going on authorized trips, permitted trips, they will now, for the first time in many years, be able to come back with some value worth of Cuban goods, up to $400 in Cuban goods, $100 of which could be Cuban cigars. So people are very excited about that. Our readers are very excited about that. And we've been presenting information on, you know, what you can get with that $100 and what that means to you and what kind of things might happen in the future in terms of the U.S. and Cuba.
That's fascinating because I wonder when you do arrive in Cuba, or when one does arrive in Cuba, when you see $100 worth of cigars, for U.S. dollar in Cuba, how many cigars is that going to be? You're going to bring back a box? Is it going to be three?
In most cases, you can't bring back even one full box. Even though the prices are pretty good in Cuba, they're among the lowest in the world for Cuban cigars because there's essentially no tax on them, and you know, that's the country where they're produced. So the prices are nice and low. If you're looking for, you know, really high-profile cigars like Cohibas, you're really just talking a handful. There's a Cuban cigar called a Cohiba Bajique BHK that retails for up to $30 for one cigar in Cuba. And so you're talking only three of those to bring back. But if you're smart about it and if you look for, you know, kind of a smaller cigars or, you know, less popular brands, you might be able to get 10 or so or, you know, even a few more if you go for something that's really kind of a bargain. There are some bargain cigars to be had down there.
So you can drive out into the hinterlands and have cigars that are rolled on the thighs of a Cuban virgin there, and you can bring those back. Is that right?
That's a good visual. You know,
wait a minute, David hasn't answered that one yet. Can you do that, or you think there might be some secret police following you around to make sure you don't do that?
I've never made that trip to the hinterlands. I don't know of what you speak.
Well, David, you know, if you just, you know, here's Carl, and let me introduce you to Carl. Carl loves to smoke a cigar when he golfs and or when he's cleaning his guns. Welcome to Northern California.
Well, so many of our readers, their cigar moment comes on the golf course. Right? When I'm on the golf course, I'm smoking a cigar too, so I'm with you.
Yeah, you know what? I think some guys may have, from when we were in Iraq here, sent some pictures into you, because I know you all publish pictures at the end. And
we do. We have a very popular section.
It is.
In the magazine called Moments to Remember, and we get a lot of photos from people, U.S. military serving abroad, enjoying a cigar, and people from all over the world having a cigar. And yeah, we welcome our reader photos. It's a great way to connect with them.
Well, you know, I've got one that I guess there might have been like 10 of us all in combat gear with a cigar, and somebody took a photo. I may have to send that to you.
Please do. We'd love to put it in.
Yeah. Okay, here our guest is David Savona, who is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado magazine. And we're going to take a quick break here, David. When we come back, some of the things that this in your last issue, you rated the top 25 cigars for the last year. And the thing that I found really interesting, you had the best smokes for under $10. And which can appeal to a lot of people, too. Besides those $33 ones, there's a lot of other ones out there that people can get. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Spans the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. 41 degrees out today, going up to 71. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air with over 20 years of outstanding service. All makes and models of heating and cooling systems here in the North State. Warranties, guarantees, you got an emergency, they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for you. They are our heating and cooling system guys. And Martin's people are just outstanding. 221-2642. Give them a call. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. And it's not just fixing something that's not working. It's checking it out, the cost of electricity, to make sure it's working right. All right. Hey, we're here with David Savona. Savona. Okay, I'm sorry. Savona. David Savona, executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. Good morning, David. Sorry about me butchering your name and Linda hitting me every time I do it. I've got bruises on my arm at this point of the week because of mispronunciations. Hey, you know, before we get into cigars, Linda has fallen in love, of course, with your website. You have a new app where you can find places to smoke all across the United States.
Yeah, it was just launched recently in the iOS store and the Android store. It's called Where to Smoke. You can get more information about it on our website at CigarVisionado.com. And it's all about finding a place where you could smoke your cigars, because it's getting harder and harder to light up, especially indoors in America. So with Where to Smoke, what you do is you just take your phone, you know, it geocodes your location, tells you where you are, then it'll immediately find the locations around you where you could have a cigar. And that could be anything from a bar that serves alcohol and lets you smoke a cigar inside, to a restaurant with maybe a cigar-friendly patio, to retail operations that have cigar lounges. And we've got more than we've got about 1,800 of them now across the United States.
Wow.
And
you can download
handy.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's also handy if you're traveling somewhere. You can just go to the app and type in the city that you intend to visit and kind of plan out your cigar spots along the way ahead of time.
Well, you can download this through iTunes.
You can, and
yes.
I should mention it's a free app. There's no charge at all for it, so it's free in the iTunes store, the iOS store, or on your Android phone. And if you don't have one of those two devices, it also works on desktops. There's a web-based app on our website that you could use under the same name. So it's a handy tool. I use it a lot myself, and our readers seem to really like it. It's had a great response so far.
Oh, great. Well, that's a good idea. We had one of our chat room. We stream these shows everywhere. And one of our chat room has said, did you know there are foodies who pair cigar with food? It's like a cult-like following. They pair cigars up to the food they're eating, much like the wine people do.
Very interesting.
Yeah. That might be an interesting article. That was just, that's interesting.
Write that one down. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, this,
And right next to the studio here.
We have very, very smart.
We have a couple smoking rooms in here in Redding, California. We, of course, one of our sponsors since day one is Tobacco and Brew, and we love the fact. In fact, after our last commercial with you, it made me think about, you know, that they have these, of course, they talk about, you know, the ratings of aficionado ratings of 91 or 83 or whatever like that. So I made sure that when I cut the commercial, I had, you know, the ratings of these particular cigars. But right next door as well, which is a wine tasting room to the station, they've just opened a smoking lounge, a cigar smoking lounge. You could go in there, and if you wanted to bring your own whiskey or cognac, you could do that as well. It's becoming very popular on the circuit here for those people who like to, you know, have wine, cigars, and whiskey.
That sounds like my kind of
place. Well, in fact, we have an annual event that has all that in there.
Yeah.
Here, now, there's one of our listeners said, I was listening today before we went on a cruise. I'm a lightweight, but he recommended a cigar we tried on the cruise. They had a cigar bar set up on the back of the boat. It was great. It's from Venezuela. So,
fantastic.
Anyway, been speaking of great cigars, you have, we just got a couple minutes left here, top 25 cigars. Any surprises?
Yes. Probably the most popular thing we do every year is our top 25 list. We reveal the top cigars in the February issue and also online, and people go nuts for them. They get to be hard cigars to find once we reveal them, and it's a result of many taste tests. To qualify, a cigar has to score very well throughout the year in our magazine or in one of our newsletters. And then we rate them again. It's kind of, we call it the Tournament of Champions. Get them all together. We don't know what we're smoking. The bands are taking off. And we just rate the cigars against one another. And we often taste them again and again to figure out what is the cigar of the year and what are the top 25 cigars. So it's a result of a rigorous testing process to get to number one, which in this case is a Nicaraguan cigar, the Oliva Serie V Milanio Figurado.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is it's amazing how your top cigars, 93s, 91s, you know, the differences in the prices. But then you have a section about best smokes under $10, and one of them was one of your top-rated cigars.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you don't have to spend a ton of money to get a great cigar. You could certainly find value out there. Even today, you know, prices have come up over in recent years. But there are still great cigars for under $10, even under $6. And we've got a list of best buys that you mentioned. They're $6 or less, and that's before taxes. So it's just retail price, $6 or less. And, yeah, one of them, the Te Amo Revolution Robusto Avalado,
right.
Mexican cigar. We gave it 92 points. It's on our top 25 list. And that's only 5.25.
Isn't that something?
That's a real
–
Oh, yeah. That's a heck of a cigar for a great price. You know, it's mostly Mexican inside with a little bit of Nicaraguan tobacco. Really delicious cigar that, you know, I don't think a lot of people didn't know a lot about until it appeared on our top 25 list.
So we'll probably won't be able to find them now, huh?
A little hard to find them, but sometimes it's admittedly a little hard to find. But there's a lot of ones on this Best Buy list. There's about 28 of them altogether. And you see a lot of familiar names that, you know, you might not think about firsthand when you go into a store. I'll give you an example. There's an Arturo Fuente Churchill. Big cigar. You know, it's more than 7 inches long, 48 ring gauge. That's only $6. And we gave it 88 points, which is a fine score. So that's a lot of cigar for that amount of money. And also there's a lot of, you know, smaller cigars and some brands that are kind of been tweaked to be bargain brands, like the Tatuaje Tattoo brand. Made as a value brand out of Nicaragua, about $5 each. There's like three of them on this list.
Mm-hmm. You know, David, just because a cigar costs a lot doesn't mean it's going to be a good smoke.
That's absolutely true. And one of the things we show all the time in our blind tastings is that the highest priced cigars don't always outscore the cheaper ones. That's one of the benefits of doing things blind. When you don't know what the cigar costs, you don't know who makes it, you don't know where it's from. You know, we have no preconceived notions going in. All we know is it's a cigar, and we smoke it and see how it rates. And sometimes we're just as surprised as the readers are that, you know, the $5 cigar could easily outscore a $10, $20, even $30 cigar.
Interesting.
Funny, I mentioned that Cuban cigar before, uh-huh. The one that retails for about $30 in Cuba. The most expensive one has never done very well in our ratings. It's a very expensive cigar that sells for as much as $100 each in Canada, and it's never really done well with us. So despite the price, it's just... not a winner in our book.
Hey, our guest is David Silvana, who's the executive editor of what? Executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. My wife just hit me again. I blew it again then, right? Okay. you know, one of the great things about working with your wife, David, is that she can just do these things and nobody can see it because I'm on the – it's radio. It's not TV. Or, you know, if she did it on TV, the police would be here by now. We always enjoy having you on – for Cigar Aficionado magazine. You know, when we first started this, you know, I guess what, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, to have you on and talk about the magazine because we think the magazine is a quality piece of work and that the things you put in it are it's much more than just tobacco.
And you have some wonderful.
Well, I appreciate the comments. I was just saying I appreciate the comments. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, and we really love your blogs, too. Looking up David Savona here, a special bale of tobacco, very interesting story as well. Check it out. Download your app on where you can smoke anywhere in the United States. It's increasingly becoming more popular, of course, because people like to, you know, maybe got cigars for Christmas. Where am I going to smoke this? And I'd like to go out with some friends after dinner, and you just get on that app, and then you find out where your place is and where you are that, you know, are friendly to cigar smokers. So it's Cigar Aficionado on the shelves right now with Liam Neeson on newsstands now. Liam Neeson on the front cover. And we thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks very much. It was a pleasure.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, David.
Okay. When we come back, you know, at 8 o'clock, we usually have a guest on Fridays. And this time, we're just going to – it's going to be open mic because there's so many things going on. You know, when we're talking, you know, Cigar Aficionado and Liam Neeson, and which I'm going to talk about that for a little bit, Liam Neeson, because I admire this guy. But there's certain things, aspects Liam that I'd like to talk about. But the other thing, too, though, is all these things that are going on, and how much time is – and like we just spent 10 minutes today on Deflategate. You know, but you know, it's kind of in a humorous way. There's so many other things going on that's so important. I think we need to touch on the what's happening in the Middle East. This is huge.
Saudi Arabia.
Well, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and all these other things. What's happening right here in town with this ruling and on Pilotgate? But we're going to be talking about that Pilotgate on Pilot, and there's several other things that are going on right now that are just huge and could have huge impacts on our city. But on the other hand, we want to balance this out too. It's a Friday that's going to finish out with some great stuff. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. 41 degrees out there today. It's going to go up to 71. This weekend's going to be like 80, you know, maybe in the low 80s. What's going on out there? We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Forecasters say a winter weather system moving toward the East Coast today may bring only rain to the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore areas, but the general vicinity, especially the I-95 corridor, could be a little dangerous to drive on. Meanwhile, Dan Peterson, a forecaster at the National Weather Service, says another system is coming in across the upper Mississippi Valley over the weekend.
We know the storm is going to be there. It's just a question of where it winds up developing and going and the resultant area snow, but we think there'll be a band of several inches of snow with this system, too, so it's something we'll be tracking pretty closely.
Temperatures are expected to hover right around freezing, so there's always a danger some of that rain could turn to ice. Also at SRNnews.com, after an unexpected delay, the main author of a bill to ban late-term abortion says he's been promised his bill will be brought back to the House floor.
Arizona's Trent Franks expressed disappointment the bill was pulled at the last minute.
We have failed our sworn oath and our God-given responsibility as we broke faith with nearly 4,000 more innocent unborn babies who died today without the protection we should have given.
The bill was withdrawn just hours before a vote after a group of Republican women said they opposed a requirement that rape victims report their crime to police in order to qualify for an exemption. Franks says GOP leaders have given him their word of honor the bill will be brought back up.
Benson Stern's Wally Hines reporting. Most young people these days oppose abortion, among them North Dakota high schooler Julia Johnson, who turned out for yesterday's March for Life here in Washington.
We refuse to stand by and watch the lives of innocent children be discarded as nothing more than medical waste. This is why we march. We march to stop an injustice that has taken the lives of a third of our generation.
84% of Americans believe abortion should be limited to the first 3 months of pregnancy, according to a new Marist poll. This is SRN News.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
More Americans purchased homes in December, yet total sales slipped in 2014 as first-time buyers struggled to find homes.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes went up 2.4% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.04 million. But over the course of 2014, sales declined 3.1% to 4.93 million. Only 29% of sales went to first-time buyers in December, compared to a historic average of 40%. Prospective buyers were priced out of the market because of rising home values and relatively stagnant incomes.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. The Conference Board says its index of leading indicators has posted its fourth straight solid gain. The index rose 0.5% in December, and Conference Board economists say those numbers suggest the economy is gaining momentum for real. Stocks have been slipping this morning after yesterday's big gains on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average coming off a 260-point gain, but right now it's down about 60 points. This is SRN News. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid speaks to the media about his recent injuries.
Senator Reid is battered and bruised, but he's undaunted. He suffered broken bones in his face and several broken ribs when a piece of exercise equipment broke as he was using it. Pointing to his face, he described for reporters the surgery he will undergo on Monday.
Are they going to reconstruct the bones here? The bone that's broken is this one right here. It's been pushed in against my eye, and they're going to move that back out because of the injury. There's blood in the front and back part of my eye.
Senator Reid said doctors will drain the blood, and hopefully his vision in that eye will return.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says it's not true that the U.S. has not been supportive of Iraq's struggling security forces.
We do know that thousands of ISIL fighters have been killed.
Meanwhile, the country's prime minister is blaming the U.S. for not providing enough support. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is Friday, TGIF, the 23rd of January. Linda, we let January just get completely away from us. It's 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
January is a time of organization. I don't know for you, but I think a lot of people think about bringing forward, you know, the junk from 2013 or 2014 going into 2015 and stuff that maybe you've carried through, because I know personally for me, it's a time of, I really want to get organized. And I spent yesterday just really cleaning out and throwing stuff away and making my piles, and that's going to take me probably a month just to get all that stuff done. Anyway, so I think that's why January goes by quickly.
At the same time, you're importing things.
Well, my parents are moving. This is true. Many, many people know that they're trying to downscale. And, you know, things that are the meaningful to me, I'm bringing back up after their move. They're going to be married February 14th, 63 years, mm-hmm. And they have been living in the same house for 25 years, so long as they've lived any place, because they usually, when I grew up, we'd live in a house for 5 years, they'd beautify it, and then we'd move on, and this is how they kind of built their real estate. So Anyway, long story short, they're moving. I can help them at the end of the month. And yes, I'm going to bring home my piano and a couple things, but I want, because it's been such a quick close, I just want to bring back and be able to have my time to go through things that my mom's given me from my grandmother and stuff like that, keepsakes. I don't know if guys feel the same way about things that girls do. I've had this conversation with several of my girlfriends about what is it about this stuff, the emotional connection to stuff.
Well, you know, and it's true. I mean, I have something from my mother. I have a wall clock. But when you say, well, don't you want all that stuff? I mean, you don't, you know, and it's almost like you get upset with me because I don't. But if it's my mom's stuff.
You had a bag and you were ready to deploy. What in your life would make you think about having a piece of china or a silver or piece or something that.
I have to say that everything I used to own used to fit in the back of a pickup truck.
Now.
I couldn't get the pickup truck in the. I couldn't get the pickup truck into the van it would take to pack stuff. But hey, I want to talk to everybody about this Honor Flight in Northern California. They've got a fundraiser this Saturday from noon to five out at the Indian Peak Vineyards at the Manton Tasting Room out there in Manton. Cream of chicken Chardonnay soup, a salad, and smoked turkey throughout the day, along with Indian Peak's best wines. Now, 100% of all donations, and this is, by the way, there's no price on this. You just donate. But 100% of all donations for food, 100% of tips, and 20% of all wine sales are going to go to Honor Flight. Honor Flight, of course, is that organization that takes the World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C. so they can see the World War II Memorial, and then they take them over to, I think, the Lincoln Monument and the Vietnam Memorial, all those ones that are, you know, close there. Along with them are their guardians, who paid their own way, by the way. to go back and help on this wonderful trip. For more information, call 474-5506, 474-5506, and see how you can get involved with this. They're looking, I think they've got to raise about $7,000 more. But this is a good way to do it, and we big shout out to Indian Peak Vineyards for helping with this. The immigration reform, as you know, during the Obama State of the Union address, he said, if anything you're going to do, he says, we need to work together. But if you try to change my immigration executive order, I'll veto it. Well, the GOP is putting together an immigration bill, and it's the bill is not a hard right swing. It looks like they're taking a look at this and saying, let's be pragmatic about this. You know, this bill has got a lot to do with securing the border. Because frankly, until you secure the border, I don't care what you do about any type of immigration reform, or illegal immigration reform is what I should say, you've got to close the border. And that's the way it's always been. When Reagan had his famous amnesty, oh, let's get this thing fixed. Nobody did anything to fix the border. And so now here we are 25 years later, and we've got 11 million people, quote, 11 million. We have no idea how many are here. We can track a cow that's born in the pasture in Quebec, in Canada up there, and all the way into a stockyard or to somebody's home in Lubbock, Texas, but we can't track people. So we have no idea how many it is. But there's got to be something's got to be done. The first thing that has to be done, though, is you secure the border so nobody can come across anymore, and that works for both sides there. So once that's done, then you can start working on the other thing. So this is being put up by the new GOP House of Representatives there, and it's going to go up to the Senate. And it'll be interesting to see what Obama does with this. If it's a reasonable plan to say, okay, this is one of the ways we want to change this. But the bottom line is Obama is going to need to work with the Senate and the House of Representatives, because you can continue to veto. But I promise you that anybody you put up for any type of judgeship will never make it. And you got to play hardball then. And then you can start, then you're going to start losing things because they'll just start defunding it. So maybe this is a way to ease into having Obama, giving him a chance to start working together and kind of go into the, you know, kind of be moving to meet them. You know, President Obama has got to understand is that his whole platform was rejected by the people of the United States in these last elections. Everything he wanted to do, I mean, they completely swept the Democrats out of power in the Senate. You just don't get changes like that when people are just kind of like, oh, well, you know, I don't know how I feel. No, no, people felt strong enough to make these changes. And in the House of Representatives have a bigger majority than they've ever had, you know, since World War I or after the Civil War. Who knows? But here's the bottom line on this, is that it repudiates a lot of what Obama was trying to do. But so what he has to do is figure out, how do I work with and get people into the center, more into the center, like Clinton did. Clinton was brilliant on this. And he had his foibles, as we all know, and the fact that he couldn't keep himself under control most of the time when it came to women. But at least he knew enough about politics is to work with people. So, frankly, President Obama needs to take that step. He needs to reach out there and help and say, okay, look, I realize that things, changes have to be made. And can't everybody agree on the fact that we have to close the border? What is the problem with that? That we have to control our own border, especially with what's happening in the Middle East. And we're going to get to that in a little bit.
I have something here.
Sure.
Speaking to inoculate or not to inoculate, I do have friends that feel that, you know, the fact that you have to get your flu shots and you have to get your mumps shots and your measles shots. Some people think, you know, that's really been over exaggerated by the government and the clampdown. It's a conspiracy. I have people who think that I know. But according to this article, a major measles outbreak traced to Disneyland. Now, when you think about how many thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people that go through Disneyland, you know, okay, it's a theme park. From the theme park, you've got, you know, handles that people touch to go to the toilet. The people who work there that actually leave Disneyland to go back into LA and surrounding areas. People that are leaving Disneyland, going to hotels, touching again bathroom knobs, doorknobs, in the food sanitation departments of hotels, and the people working there going into their various areas that they live in Southern California. So you think about an outbreak like this, in a rash of cases that public health officials are rushing to contain. At least 70 people in six states and Mexico have fallen ill since mid-December, most of them from California. The majority of those who got sick had not gotten the measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine. While still a scourge in many corners of the world, measles has been all but eradicated in the U.S. since 2000 because of vaccinations, period. But the virus has made a comeback in recent years in part because of people obtaining personal belief exemptions from rules that say children must get their shots to enroll in school. Okay.
Well, you know, people are saying there's just too many vaccinations and that, you know, a child or a baby, by the time they reach age two, have had 35 inoculations. And they try, does it lead to other things? I don't know if there's been any proof of that. But the bottom line is you put a lot of stuff into little babies. I can't help but think at some point it might have, this is just how you feel because yeah. I don't know if there's been any medical proof that, inoculations cause problems later on in life. But there is, and people say, well, look, I choose not to have my child inoculated for this. And then I saw in one of the reports was that a kid in high school was sent home because he had not been inoculated. And so they're not going to have him, they don't want him in school. Well, I haven't been inoculated because my parents don't believe in it. Well, you can't go to school here then.
Well, as one of the world's biggest tourist destinations, Disney was a perfect spot for the virus to spread with large numbers of babies too young to be vaccinated and lots of visitors from countries that do not require measles shots. The disease has since spread beyond Disneyland. The infected ranged from 7 months to 70 years, including 5 Disneyland workers.
Paranoia bell. Paranoia bell.
I'm just telling you.
No, paranoia bell. What happens? What a perfect place to spread.
What happened to
the plague?
What happened to the Indians?
At Disneyland. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagle's Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiates, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Tell me, husband and wives, you don't share a razor.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and the unshaven Carl Bott and Linda Bott, who is shaved. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 41 degrees out there, going up to 71 degrees today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, maybe even getting up to 80. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They are this weekend. Locally owned and operated, of course, with discounts for our seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Hey, before we get into Saudi Arabia, don't forget February 14th, Wind River Elements Lounge. The last I checked, which has been 2 days ago, there were three tables left. Give Wind River a call. There is a Valentine's package overnight at Wind River Casino and Hotel, which is really a nice, very nice, clean, remodeled, beautiful new hotel where you get a champagne package and like a $50 credit towards food. So it's going to be a big blast on Valentine's weekend at Wind River Casino and Hotel.
All right. Okay, let's talk.
See you there.
Yeah. You know, it's a good time, you know, already. I mean, we're going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. Big events. Big events happening in the Middle East. In fact, it's almost, if you're looking at it, you're thinking to yourself, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the Middle East. It's having a huge impact. Let's talk with the first is the King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia dies. Well, he's 90 years old. And he has been an ally. I mean, say what you want about, you know, civil rights or human rights or women's rights in the Muslim states of, you know, Saudi Arabia and others. But he has been a huge ally with us in fighting terrorism. And he has died. Now, the new king, King Salman, has quickly moved and set up a chain and on lineage, including the first time they've had a non son of the founder of the Saud party is in the chain of that could take over the ruling of Saudi Arabia. And that was a great grandson is in there now. But King Salman has said that, you know, he understands the threat to terrorism by terrorism and all this. But here are the things that are happening right now in the Middle East. And this is why we need to be concerned is that Yemen, a country that the president of that country was a friend to the United States, was supported by the United States, and President Obama, who even named Yemen as a country that was helping us fight as part of the coalition to fight the terrorist, has fallen. And with the falling of that president by rebels that are bankrolled by Iran, the Iran power in the Middle East has grown. And it's grown to the point where you've got them, they're supporting Hezbollah. Hezbollah was out of Israel, but they were in Syria they were in Lebanon when they were hit with a bomb. And a bomb was hit and it killed five members of Hezbollah, including an Iranian general. What was an Iranian general doing there? They killed that. So you've got Iran backing the fight in Syria, Lebanon, and now has helped in Yemen. They're in Baghdad. They're in all parts of Iraq right now. So the power that Iran is pushing out is tremendous. And right now, if you take a look at the map of the Middle East, you'll see that the power that they have is almost it's a complete semicircle except for Saudi Arabia and Israel. But Israel now has threats on their borders, all coming from the bankrolling of the Iranian government. And at the same time, here's the terror that they're having over in the Middle East. The Middle East sees this. They see that here's Iran working to get a nuclear weapon. And what's happening? Four times we've given him deadlines, given the Iranians deadlines to stop this. And every time we extend that deadline. And then the president says if the GOP, you know, come up and want to put sanctions against Iran, he will veto it. Well, you need to take a look at what's happening in the world today, Mr. President, because ever since you started pulling back in your foreign policy when it comes to the Middle East is in shambles. And we've even stopped going after Assad in Syria. So what's that tell you? So now the Iranians are bankrolling the battles throughout the Middle East. They've put us almost, if you look at where they're at, where they have control, where their people have control, you start getting a little bit antsy, especially if you're in Saudi Arabia. Now you're on all sides of Saudi Arabia, or three sides of Saudi Arabia. Now, the Saudis are still continuing to sell oil at such a low price. Why? Because they need the money to be able to fight and maintain their strength, even though it's going to destroy their economy at some point. They need to sell oil at like $86 a barrel, and they're selling it for $35 or $40. It's can only go on for so long. But the bottom line on this whole thing is that the Iranians are making huge inroads into the Middle East, and what are we doing about it? We're not even, we've got troops we've put into Iraq to try and help control what's happening with ISIL. Fallujah, something we took a decade ago and cost us lives, but we control it. Ramadi, the capital of Al-Anbar province, we had it controlled. It was safe. People were walking, no helmets. I mean, playing soccer out there. It's now being run by ISIL. What's going on here? What's happened to our foreign policy? What's happened to the Middle East? And then what happens if the Saudis turn around and the Iranians get a nuclear weapon? Or we recognize the fact that they come up and that they are on the nuclear threshold. What have we done? What do you think Israel is going to do? Because they just published pictures that Iran now has, it appears, intercontinental ballistic missile-type technology, which means they can reach out and touch people. That reaches out and touches people. Now, what do you think the Israelis are thinking now? If these guys get this, it doesn't necessarily mean they have to launch it from Iran. It just means that type of technology could be transported across the borders that they control and into Israel, smuggled into Israel. How about just along the border, and they launch something and they just pop something off? I mean, it's possible. If you don't think the Israelis are thinking about that, you're crazy. And here it is: we invite Netanyahu, who heads up, of course, the Prime Minister of Israel, comes in to address the Congress, because we let other people address the Congress about, ceasefires and all this, and the President of the United States won't even meet with them. This is after the Saudi Arabian king dies, Yemen is taken over, falls, the government falls, and the rebels, backed by the Iranians, have taken it, and he won't even meet. Obama won't even meet with the Prime Minister of Israel. You think there's anything that is even worse than this, that things are going on in the Middle East that come on and that are going to impact on us? What happens if Saudi Arabia falls? And I'm not talking this year or next year, but what about 5 years from now when the attacks in there start? And they will. If we don't start coming back and helping control what's happening there in the Middle East, it's going to eventually impact on us. What do you think of all that money that goes to terrorism? I guess we could expect, if all the oil runs out, then we're okay, right? Yeah, well, it is. It's true. If the oil runs out, the money runs out. And when money runs out, they fold because, frankly, what else are they going to produce? I mean, there's only such a market you can have for sand. And even the sand they have there, by the way, you can't use in making cement. You know why? Because we had to import cement to make concrete. Why? Because the sand there couldn't be used for making concrete. We're sitting in a desert full of sand. We can't use it because sand has to be a certain kind of sand to make concrete. And in the sand they had there was too, if you can believe it, too round. It's too soft. We couldn't use that. So we were importing in all this. One of the things they're saying, yeah, we're having imported. We got 850,000 bags of cement. We got sand. No, it doesn't work. Anyway, that's where we are. This is a huge crisis coming on, and people need to talk about it. And what are we talking about? We're talking about Deflategate. Deflategate. I have spent as much time talking about what's happening in the Middle East, which can have a severe impact on our world, as we have Deflategate. Because for some reason, but that part of it is kind of a humorous part. When you get into this thing, it's one thing for us to talk about it and joke about it and this, but they're taking it serious. Deflategate all over the news, and you balance out how many minutes are spent on that, and how many minutes are spent on what's happening in the Middle East, and see how it'd be interesting to see what the balance is, because I got a feeling that football's winning out. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. When we come back, I want to talk about a big, that's a national world problem I just talked about. I want to talk about a big problem. It's facing the city of Reading right now. I mean, this can have a huge impact on what's going to happen to the future of Reading, the fact of your taxes, the payments, everything. And it's going to be as soon as we get back from these messages.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. The unshaven Carl Bot. It is 41 degrees out there and 831 on the 23rd of January. It is a beautiful Friday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. A great place to get your hair cut. And you know what? Even if you have to wait 30 minutes, it's okay because you have great conversation there. It's the cheers of barbershops. Alpha Athens Avenue, right across from the subway, Cypress Square Barbershop. All right, let's get into what's happening in Reading here. We've been talking about this for 2 days, the impact of this judge's decision on Pilot. That's payment in lieu of taxes in REU and Reading. And Record Searchlight. After listening to us and listening to Gary Cadd yesterday, put it on the front page today. So, and it's a story that is, has a dramatic impact on our city. And what is it? It's the fact that there was a lawsuit brought by Walt McNeil and a number of people that said that REU cannot pay the city of Reading this $6 million a year as a payment in lieu of taxes because the it's a tax, and the people have to agree on that. Well, this, the county judge in Shasta County said, no, that's not true. But the next judges, the federal judges, said, oh, well, yeah, it is, two out of the three. So we're at a point right now that are we going to, if the city decides to move forward and then loses this decision, this means is that the $6 million that is paid into the general fund every year by the REU, will not be done. Now, REU uses that, you know, says that we don't have enough money. That's why they have to raise the rates. And that's what brought all this on is, you know, a 15-30% rate on tax or rate hike, which is what started this. Now, Walt McNeil took him to court. Walt McNeil is going to be our guest on Monday morning. And we're going to talk about this. The impact on our city is going to be dramatic, or it could be dramatic. But why is it happening? Why did this happen? Who said that we should be able to do this? As Francie Sullivan, the mayor, says that this they proposed an idea of putting the issue before voters to reaffirm the pilot. Everybody understands there's no extra money in this place, Sullivan says. The community can decide whether to dedicate a portion of their bill to city services. Well, we need to talk about that. And here's the other thing is people need to understand, well, why – where's the money going from REU? It's a $156 million budget, and yet we need to make these rate hikes at the same time that there's other things going on. Well, some of the people that could probably explain this is the electric commission that they put, the one that oversees REU, and this is the commission that's been studying these things for 13, 14 months, and, you know, have come up to speed because, you know, it is a $156 million operation, and they needed time to come up on this. And you got some people that are pretty bright, McIlvain and Marcus and all the, you know, several others that understand this, who run big businesses. And now the city council is getting ready to dump them, to dump this commission. It's, you know, as Brent Weaver says, and Brent's right, he says, hey, it's up to us to understand what's going on here, but frankly, you're not going to come up and understand this in the next 2 months. Brent Weaver is obviously a very, very bright guy, and as are the rest, I'm sure, on the council. But Gary Katz said yesterday, he says, I met with Barry Tippin many, many, many times, he says, but this is a very complex subject, and so many things are going on. And how many people are going to have the time to do that? I mean, Brent Weaver has got a regular job that he has to do. Maybe some of the others are retired, but still, are they spending as much time with our Barry Tippin and his people as the commission did to come up to speed on this? And here we're getting ready to go through the budgeting process at REU. Now we're just told a $6 million could be taken out of the Reading budget and back in REU, which means, okay, well, does that come back to the ratepayers, which means there's no more hikes. But what's it do? What exactly is the budget for REU? How do they spend their money? I mean, we're talking about, you know, $10 million spent on this new building, $600,000 on furniture, all these things. I mean, who is overseeing this? Did people see this coming? Was this a surprise? Walt McNeil was on our show 6 weeks ago and told us about this. 6 weeks ago, Walt McNeil said, hey, we're getting ready to talk about this lawsuit about Pilot. I mean, you could see something's coming on there and the big impact this could have. Where was I? You know, somebody said to me, hey, you need to talk to this because this is, you know, this is this pilot lawsuit is big. And who told me about that? One of the members of the Electric Commission. So I got Walt on. We talked about it. Okay. Well, this, when are you going to hear about this? He said soon. So it may have been within the last three or four weeks. And he goes, oh, it'll be soon. It should be coming out. I says, you never can tell for sure. Well, they just did come out. And boom, Reading lost, at least at this level. Like I said, Walt's going to be on Monday to talk about Pilot. And Rick Bassetti, a former mayor, said, what a huge impact this is going to have. I mean, people realize that $6 million comes out of that budget. At the same time, the state is asking for $13 million more. This could, you know, I mean, you talk about having an impact. You talk about having an impact on just the city. You're talking about crime. You're talking about firefighting. You're talking about all of these, just as we're starting, you know, as it goes back up. But on the other hand, The city of Reading was told about this. This wasn't a surprise. You know, people are saying you can't do this under this article, you know, this Article 12 thing here. You can't do this. You can't just arbitrarily start moving money like that. And they ignored it. So here's the worst part. That money maybe have to be paid back. That's already been spent. But who's paid to who? Well, according to, I think, to Walt McNeil, is that it doesn't go back to REU. Goes to the state. Oh, that's even worse. It's not like you get another, $24 million goes back to REU. Nope, goes to the state of California. All of this is such, this can have such a huge impact. So what's it lead to? I mean, you can see it coming. We're going to have to raise taxes. We're going to have to raise taxes because we're already going to want to raise taxes just for, for public safety. Now we're going to have to raise taxes because we got another $13 million coming out of the state because of CalPERS, which we've done. What have we done about that? And if we lose, it's for the REU. This is not good news. This is not good news. And so at the same time, Missy McConnell, Francie Sullivan, Kristen Schrader, and Brent Weaver want to do away with the Electric Commission. And I'm thinking this may not be the time to do that. Maybe we should think about that and use their expertise.
Missy MacArthur.
What did I say?
McConnell.
I'm sorry. Did I say Missy McConnell?
Mm-hmm.
McConnell. No, I meant Missy MacArthur. I did, Missy MacArthur. I just get confused sometimes. This has a huge impact. Anyway, okay. I don't know what you think about it. I don't know if you think this is going to have. Red, yeah, you know, I've got something in here. You have got, an article in the Shasta Lantern. I think it's ShastaLantern.com about what's going on. And the other question, I've got other comments in here. Maybe we're having a serious transparency problem. I think we have a serious education problem here is what it is. I think that there are, there's people out there that there's so many things going on. When you have a city, you know, as they keep pointing out, oh, look how big the city is, all that. When you have five people that are doing this job part-time, you're going to have things like this happen. The problem is who's overseeing it? Who is the ones making this decision? Rick DuVernay? Kurt Starman? Barry Tippin? All good people. But who is watching them? Who's watching the people making those decisions? A part-time city council, which essentially is what it is. A part-time city council. All right. We got people calling. We've got a lot of things going on today. And I'm not saying a thing. I applaud our city council. I applaud the people that go out there and trying to make decisions and trying to do the right thing here. But this is a pretty hard business out there. And when we get things going like this and you've got immediate impact on what's happening, because maybe a decision should have been made a different way. That's cost, it's cost us money. And due to decisions.
Is this hindsight?
It is by me, but guess what? I am not in that position. It's kind of like this. Belichick. I hate to take it back to this, but Belichick is the coach of the Patriots. Let's put it in that type of firm. If those balls are deflated, and I'm not saying they are, Belichick, guess what? You're the coach. You should have known. You should have, you're going to get hit with this somehow. The city council runs this city. We elect them. They spend a lot of money to get themselves elected here to make the decisions. I'm not talking about little bitty decisions like, should we put flowers on the street, on how this business runs. And if this business is coming apart, we need to take a real good look at the people that are running it and seeing how they do things. Because if this was something that could have been prevented, something they've warned about, fine. Sometimes we make decisions. But the other thing is, and Rick Bassetti's absolutely right, this is a huge impact. No matter why the reason it was brought, it was still brought, and it was obviously the right thing if the judges say, yep, you're right. But it's going to have a huge impact on the city. Where do we go next? And it may be the only way we can handle this. The only way we can handle this is going to be tax raises. Raise the sales tax, raise something to bring the money in. It'll be interesting. Missy's going to be on Wednesday. We can talk to her about it, what she thinks could happen. Mm-hmm. Got Brent Weaver coming in the week after that. Love to have Francie on. And we had Gary on. And Gary, this is bad. And Kristen, have them all on and talk about, hey, at different times, about what's going on.
Their perspective.
Their perspective on how to fix this, on how to answer this, what are we going to do? Francie's already said, if this stands, we have no money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to go back with an initiative, and people are going to have to vote on this. Let's just raise our rates, mm-hmm. which is essentially what it is. And here it comes back into the part of trusting your government. And that's – people don't trust government anymore. And
there's a reason for that.
And there's a reason for that. You know, I mean, you can blame it on different groups. You say, mm-hmm. it's it's the Tea Party or it's the ACLU mm-hmm. or all like this. But the bottom line is that there's mistakes been made. They have to be answered. And people don't trust what's going on with our government. It's city government. These are your neighbors. And yet they're feeling, you know what? Why? They're not telling me everything. Anyway. Okay. Do we have a phone call here? Nope. Okay. A
couple things in the headlines before we take a break. I know you're going to boohoo over this one, Carl. I'm not trying to be a downer here, but one of the favorite things that you like to do when we get on a plane is to read the Sky Mall magazine and peruse through it. Well, Sky Mall, it has just filed Chapter 11.
No!
And you know why? Because people are looking at their cell phones and their gadgets rather than they're looking through the Sky Mall. So that will be something that's diminished, you know. So that's going to be bye-bye. Another thing in the headlines is that because of the death of the other king, Queen Elizabeth is world's oldest monarch after the death of the Saudi king. She's the oldest, world's oldest monarch.
Okay.
So that's a headline as well. What are we doing?
I'm just saying this before the break. I want to talk about Owens Pharmacy.
Well, please do.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. We start talking about taking care of yourself and meds. The MedSync that Owens Pharmacy has is just outstanding. It puts all of your prescriptions into a one day where you can pick them up. One day when they're all due. If you can't make it, they deliver. That's right. Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated. It's your pharmacist. And there are six locations in this town, open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Check it out. And they are just, again, a success story from the city of Reading. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So, don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Carl Linda Bott, 8:48 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Thanks for calling. Said they really liked what we were talking about. This portion of the show is brought to you
Well, when you get passionate about stuff, Carl, it's always nice. You know, you just put a little umph behind it. Hey, Valentine's is coming up, as you know, in a couple weeks from now. Girls and boys. It's not just a tradition to kind of show your love just for the lady. Ladies, show your love for your man. Go to Four Winds Jewelry. You never know. There could be something in there that would be somewhat of a trinket or cufflinks. You know, I think cufflinks are on their way back. I just love it. I think it's smart when a man is in cufflinks and it has a tie. What's it called? A tie bar. They're coming back. It's lovely. I love that. So James Bond. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. And you can never be too smart. I always say, raise the bar, Reading. Dress up when you go out. So it's a great thing.
Bought. Carl bought.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
The bomb. I am the bomb.
Okay, just kind of finish up with something maybe just a little more cheerful for the weekend. You know, Coach Bob says, hey, I've purchased a lot of things through Sky Mall. Didn't like it.
You know, Carl.
He said, I had trouble with them, and they never refund the money. Hey, glad to see him going. And you know what? I never bought anything from them because it's fun to look through it and see all this stuff. But I also know what prices are. And I saw that the prices are like they were adding the price of an airline ticket in on some of the things they were selling today. A lot of things going on in Reading. A lot of things having impacts on us. Let's take a look at this weekend. Great weekend coming up. Go head on out to the Manton Winery's Indian Peak out there to help out the Honor Flight guys. It's such a good cause. We've got a lot of other things going on here that we're working on that we're going to be talking about here. In our shows this weekend, when you get people in there like Kurt Largent, Ruth Angel, and of course Ernie and Dave on Swap and Sell. Nancy Sutton Pierce and her show. It's not only about yoga and health, but it's about feelings. Of course, Maria Salas with her lifestyles and health like this. I mean, it's not just politics in our show. And Boomer Tech with Bob and Brenda Belangi. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that, you need to listen to this because if you've got any type of questions on this or have ideas on what's the latest, their show, 2 hours, 12 to 2, can do that. Then we shift over, of course, to Sunday, and Sunday's a pretty active political day. You know, we start out with Jefferson State of Mind, and the state of Jefferson, where people would like to ignore it, has got 6 counties that have asked to leave the state, and they've got 16 more that are working on it right now. That's a lot of people that are dissatisfied with living in the state of California, Jefferson State of Mind. And then Sovereign Minds with Mark and Linda Kent. Mark's talking about everything from finance to about what's going on in the financial markets, the world markets, and how it's crashing. And I'm sure he's going to have some stuff this weekend about propping up the euro, how much that's going on. And then All In with Patrick Jones, Tom Corrado, and Rob Burrows. People of such diverse diverse viewpoints, all of them together on this show, All In. That's from 11 to 12. And, of course, 12 to 2 on Sunday is We the People. We the People with Erin Ryan and her husband Bill. They've got guests that are national level guests coming in talking about what's going on in our world, also what's happening in our region. I just am really happy with who we have and what we have in our shows. During the month, Haven Humane and Turtle Bay, Payush Dhanuka, Dr. Dhanuka. What a great outlook he has. Somebody comes from another country and loves this country so much and sees things going on, and he just, and he expounds on it like that. We talk community radio, and that's what you and I started.
We feel blessed in the fact that we have wonderful sponsors, people that have been with us since the very beginning, like Five Star Bank and Tobacco and Brew. The list goes on.
Starting in
February, you're going to have two women on Thursdays, one day a month.
That's right. The first Thursday of every month, it's going to be Clark and Clark. Sharon Clark and Trish Clark. Well, it should be Trish Clark and Sharon Clark. And as Sharon Clark says, Trish Clark is the rich one because she got an E at the end of her name. But it's going to, you know, on Thursdays, to have them take that show the first Thursday of each month. And Trish and I will be back the rest of the time. That ought to be a lot of fun.
A couple things fun in the news today. There was a guy, like I always say, pay it forward. You have to do it to this extent, but maybe you can. Pizza delivery guy, gets a $2,000 tip. Yep.
$2,000
tip. Just because. And also, in one of the headlines today, how cute, the longest record, one of my favorite things at rodeo, mutton busting. Okay? Can't miss the mutton busting. So,
can I talk about mutton busting right now?
You wish you could.
No. I'd probably be. Yeah, I'm going to get on. Yeah. No, I.
You know, wish you
I didn't
could.
Want to get, yeah, I do.
You really. Want to be little and do it again.
I do. Because, it wasn't there. I mean, we did that, but it wasn't official.
Did they have mutton busting when I was in. I don't remember that when I went to the rodeos.
Mutton busting used to get on it and ride it like you would any type of, like the Bronco riders. You stand straight up. And the little kids would put their hands in the harness there and the sheep would run out. Now. These little kids, what they do is they bend over, they wrap themselves around the sheep, and off they go. And one last year just ran in circles until, finally the sheep stopped and the kid fell off because
some
of
it's traumatic. You watch these kids, and some of them are traumatic, but they're out there. I don't know. I know that
little
for me,
kids, boom, the first jump,
kid,
and, and they're picking them up.
Well, a kid in Texas beat the record anywhere, stayed on the sheep for 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
20
seconds.
Count that.
At that point, 20 seconds, the sheep is going to stop and fall over. This doesn't count the sheep just coming out and just stopping. They got to move.
Like, where do I go now? On the ring.
They get these little kids in their little chaps and their helmets and their little protective vest on. And then they come out and they're waving at everybody. And it's, it's cool. I mean, if you don't like mutton busting, you're not American.
And remember the story about the couple that they were calling that was the young Bonnie and Clyde, and he was, I think, 18 or 19, and she was 13, and they went across several states and outran the cops, and they stole cars and stole things. Well, he's been accused.
They didn't shoot anybody, though.
He's been accused. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Three states entered a courtroom to make a plea for not guilty to a multitude of charges, including now he's going to be charged with statutory rape.
Oh, she's 13. Hey, guy.
Just thought I'd.
But nobody
killed. He's 18.
Yeah. Okay, Red. I was a champion mutton buster. Stony Ford Rodeo, baby. Helmet.
Baby.
I never had a helmet. I don't need no stinking helmet. Yeah, they put helmets on. They give them these little protective vests too. Ones like the bull riders ride. You never can tell when that sheep will turn on you. They've been known to hurt people. They'll turn on you and smack you. American Sniper. If you haven't had a chance to see it, my friends, go see it. Have you seen it, Savannah? Turn Savannah on, or her mic. Hey, Savannah.
I did see it.
Did you see it?
I saw it on 2 days ago. 2 days ago.
What'd you think?
So good.
Is it? I tell you, is it intense?
It's like you're watching a documentary. It's very intense.
Yeah. Okay, now without telling anybody what happened, how about that last 5 minutes of the movie?
I was wondering if what was going to – I knew the story. I didn't know how they were going to end it. Obviously, I won't say how, but it was just kind of
– It was that awesome? Everybody knows what the story is, but how they ended it, I thought was absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And you have people saying is that some of the left wing is saying things like, oh, this is such an anti-war movie. This is what he was really trying to say. And this is what Chris Kyle was trying to say. No. No. You guys are getting way too deep in it. Chris Kyle believed in what he said. I'm there to do a mission. I'm there to protect people. I believe in it. I will stand in front of God and answer for any shot I've made.
Absolutely.
And I think that people are trying to read too much. And I think Eastwood just captured this whole man in this. And it's not a caricature. This is what he was. He showed where he came from, showed the problems he was having, and how dramatic that gets after his fourth tour. I'm just going to tell one little part. He didn't go home right away. And wait till you see that scene. Mm-hmm. It is just absolutely. Would you recommend people see this?
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't say bring the kids, but I think it's a movie you need to watch to understand what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it also, and I just think is that, you know, it's just a shame that Eastwood was not nominated for director. You know, all this stuff about Selma and all that. But Eastwood not being nominated.
I don't believe that, you know, we've watched Eastwood through the years. You know, we met during the Golden Boot Awards. He's been nominated many times. I don't think at this point this man cares. Whether he's being acknowledged by the Academy,
I think
his movie is being acknowledged. The body of work is being acknowledged. Bradley Cooper said playing this role and filming this movie changed his life. And where was he in Texas?
He was at the hospital, the Army hospital there, or the hospital, visiting the wounded soldiers for a special preview viewing of American Sniper. He was at Brook Army Center Hospital. Signing autographs, giving out posters of the show and all that. And he said, my life has been changed so dramatically from this movie. And one of them, a Marine, stood up and said, you captured so well, it's like you're my brother, and which broke him up. So, which really affected Bradley Cooper. So what can you say except America is voting, and they're voting by going to see this movie. I might even go again.
Yeah, we talked about several of us want to go a second time.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, make it a great weekend. I said this last night on my show. Do random acts of kindness right now. We could use that. That
People
means, you know,
it.
Pay a meter, help a person on a street, pay for the guy behind you in line, give to charity, do something kind for your neighbor. Just random acts of kindness that really can lift the energy for a lot of the negativity that we're doing with what's going on in the world right now.
Pay it forward. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys. Talk to you Monday.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Islamic terrorists holding two Japanese citizens hostage warn the countdown clock is ticking. The ISIS terrorists demand $200 million from Japan to spare the men's lives. Saudi Arabia mourning the loss of King Abdullah. He died early today at the age of 90 and has now been buried. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres says Abdullah will be missed.
He was an experienced leader and a wise king.
Egypt's trade minister says the Arab world in particular will miss the monarch.
King Abdullah was a wise man. He did a lot to unify the Arabs.
ISIS criticizing the late king as a puppet of the U.S., Saudis have taken part in airstrikes against ISIS. 65 bodies have now been recovered from the wreckage of the Air Asia jetliner in the Java Sea. Divers have entered the plane's